Good afternoon, everyone. Eric Perez, CEO, Queensland Seafood Industry Association, here with another in our series of podcasts. We are at the 5th of January 2019 with the introduction on the 1st of January of VMS into the system. And with me this afternoon, I have Lionel Riesenweber. How are you, Lionel?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Mate, can I get you to introduce yourself, what fishery you're in and how long you've been in the fishing game?
Mud crabber. I've been in the industry for 15 years.
Okay, so we've introduced VMS, it's on the go. How would you rate the start from A being fantastic implementation to E being very bad implementation?
Oh, it's got to be an E minus then, hasn't it?
Okay, can you give us a reason why, mate?
It's still not working properly yet. 1st January, nothing was working. Through to now, we're probably in the 5th of January. It's polling, but it's not giving us correct text messages at the correct time to the correct people. So I'm not getting I'm still not getting my text messages, but they're going to someone else up to 2.5 hours later than what we leave the boat ramp.
So you told me before coming onto the podcast that you start your day at 4 a.m. Tell me how that went on the 1st of January, because we told me that story before about you're ready to go and the VMS wasn't polling. Is that correct?
Yeah, mate. Hooked it up. Everything had been registered online as per they asked us to. So 1st January rolled around. We have a look. It happened to be get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and get everything organised. The light on the VMS was flashing at every 10 seconds. But as far as we knew, it was working, but we received no text messages, so we still went to work, as we said we would. 2nd of January, still no text messages, went to work. Late that afternoon, we got text messages say that had been finally registered through Fisheries, because Fisheries had not registered or done any of their work at their end to make sure that it was reading.
But that's a little strange, given they wanted this thing to start working from the 1st of January.
Oh, it is. And as we said in meetings back in November, that they were rushing it too much and that they should postpone it for a few months to get all the bugs ironed out before. But as per Fisheries, they rip, tear, bust and do everything half-assed.
Okay. Right, we've got the VMS started. Are you having any issues with the unit itself?
The unit itself is flashing. It's polling. Everything's right. It's all the registration and the text messages that we're having issues with.
Okay, so in theory, that 2 hours or 2.5 hours before they could get you polling, does that mean you can't technically be at work?
True. But it's from my understanding that they're basically they've now decided to have a bit of leniency towards the fishermen while they're sorting out these issues. Various other fishermen have had emails and notifications from Fisheries that no fines will be issued. Just warnings will be issued for the first month or so.
Okay, so definitely an E-minus and for the start of VMS. What's your thoughts on where the reform process overall is going for the next year or so?
Disastrous, mate. You've got fishermen that don't know what's going to happen. They're trying to plan for their future, but they still don't know what's going to happen. All costs are going up. We've got VMS now included in our ongoing costs. We then have new AMSA costs coming in with the boat registrations and everything. You got safe food registration, you got everything coming in. You got all these costs that occurred to the fishermen on, we don't know what the future holds for us. So it's quite hard. You can't predict anything. You can't foresee what's going to happen. And all these changes they're implementing are basically pushing to the point where it's going to be unviable for new people to come into the industry. Once the older generation retires, there's no new people going to come through and take over.
Are you seeing a lot of people from, I'd say, our generation in their early 40s, early 30s, wanting to, stamping down the door, trying to get into the fishery?
There's not a lot of people. The people do go and have a go. The rules, regulations and costs beat them. So it's getting harder and harder every month, every year to get new fishermen to come in.
Right, okay. So before we end this particular podcast, what's your message, if you've got any, for the department or the minister around where this reform needs to go? as a young fisherman?
Mate, they got to think for the future. They got to want to have an industry there. We're basing the whole Queensland economy on mining and tourism. As I've said to you, that tourism, you know, is the Barrier Reef, beaches and everything else, and Queensland seafood. But it's going to come to the point where we're not going to have any Queensland seafood to supply. It's all going to be imported. And once it's imported, that puts effect on the whole ecosystems through disease. And we've seen the effect. I've personally seen the effect of white spot and the devastating effects it has, the disease itself, and especially the cleanup, the effect that has had on the river system has been astronomical.
Did we, from memory, did we make the government aware of that after they dumped that so-called cleaned water back into the system?
Countless times, but basically was told that it was just clean water. And as I tried to point out, that it is clean water, sterile water that has no nutrients, that can basically be too sterile for anything to grow in it. But what do I know? I'm just a fisherman.
All right, Lionel, mate, appreciate your time. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you in the next podcast.